Time to talk a bit of football now. Phil Moss is on the line. And Mossy, Sydney FC 4-0 over Macarthur last night. Your preparations are going well.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was a great hit out last night. We played for the inaugural ACBC Cup, which is the Australian Careers Business Coach, and they sponsor both clubs. So it was a wonderful initiative and great to get the result. And the boys got fantastic minutes under their belt, scored some very, very good goals. Ninkovic and Matty Simon, who scored and had an assist for Ninko's goal. So it was all round a great hit out.
All right. Anybody else impressed? Do you have any new guy that's catching the eye?
Paolo Retre. I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago. He's come over from Melbourne City and he's doing very well. He's versatile. He can play right fullback or central midfield. And obviously with the injury to Ryan Grant, that's a bonus for us that he can cover that position as well. Chris Suvella is a young boy coming through the youth team. He's doing very well in pre-season training with the first team, and he's played in the last two friendlies as well. So some promising signs ahead, and the big guys, you know, Ninkovic, Bobo, those types are looking in ominous form as well.
Well, you're starting, the big stuff starting up very soon. FFA Cup, a round of 32 starts tonight, runs for the next 3 weeks. Are you prepared for it, Mossy?
Absolutely, and I'm sure every A-League club is. It's a very exciting time of year, Berkey. It's you know, it's where the professional A-League gets married with the NPL leagues around the country, the member federations. And look, it's a fantastic competition. It's really captured the imagination of football fans across the country. And tonight you've got, you know, they're all member federations playing each other this week, and then the A-League clubs enter the round of 32 next week. But tonight you've got South Melbourne against Edgeworth from Northern New South Wales. But South Melbourne have been voted the club of the century in Oceania. And they've got a very, very proud history. They won the old National Soccer League four times. And Edgeworth are in it for the third straight year, the round of 32, third straight year. And they boast a player who I've got a very close relationship, Daniel McBreen, who obviously was our golden boot at the Central Coast Mariners 2013 when we won the competition. And there's a couple of NPL2 clubs from New South Wales, Hills United and take on Hakoa, who are from NPL1, and Bankstown Berries against South Australia's Metro Star. Now, Bankstown have had players like Johnny Warren, Graham Arnold, Charlie Yankos, Johnny Watkiss come through their ranks to go on and wear the green and gold. So some wonderful matchups tonight.
I tell you what, it's a great competition, isn't it? When you get your local guys being able to front up against the big dogs, and we see it over in the EPL in that competition. Yeah. It's such a good thing to be able to do.
It's more fun if the underdog wins.
Oh, 100%. Outstanding.
That's the beauty of the cup, TK, isn't it? We see it over in England. I mean, the FA Cup's got a magnificent history of David v Goliath battles, and that's what the FFA Cup has brought to our landscape as well. But what about this, just for a little bit of trivia, Hakoa, who I mentioned before, take on Hills United. They've got a player coach called Gavin Ray. And he's played 450 games in Scotland and England, played an FA Cup final in 2008 for Cardiff, and represented Scotland 14 times, played in UEFA Champions League, World Cup qualifiers, and over here he flies right under the radar. No one would know about him, but he's doing a wonderful job. Very humble man, player coach for Hakoa.
What's happening in Monaco? That's always a good place to play.
TK, we love our figures, don't we? And this figure's going to blow your mind. $200 million Real Madrid are prepared to pay Monaco for teenage sensation Kylian Mbappe. Now, Monaco have denied the reports, and they actually appealed to FIFA last week that there'd been some illegal approaches made to him. But as we keep saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. And he would be, if he does make the move, and there's strong rumours that it's definitely happening, he'd be on $8.1 million net per year. And the transfer fee is double the world record paid by Manchester United to Juve last year for Paul Pogba. So these figures are just getting bigger and bigger.
It'd be nice to be a resident of Monaco, wouldn't it?
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
I contributed at the casino.
Yeah, well done. I've driven around the track. Well,
it's the bloody road.
In a seven-seater it was at the time as well. No, not fantastic.
I wouldn't mind signing on those wages just for 1 week.
Yeah, exactly.
Good on you, Mossy. Good to hear from you.
Pleasure, guys. See you tomorrow.
Phil Moss, he's our soccer expert on the Big Sports Breakfast.